Hyde becomes an MP in the short parliament of 1640 and its successor, the long parliament, later that year. And he quickly establishes a reputation as one of the reformers, one of the people associated with Pym and Hampden and the rest of it. But soon he breaks with them because he thinks they're pushing it far too far. He disagrees with them crucially over religion and over the position of the Church of England. And so he drifts slowly towards the royal camp, and that's helped by the fact that he has close associations with a number of prominent royalists, of course Archbishop Laud, but also he has a friendship with George Digby, who is very close to Charles I. He's drawn in to starting to write responses for Charles I to the many declarations and petitions and so on that Parliament makes, setting out its own position. And Hyde eventually becomes effectively Charles I's chief propagandist, and he's writing in secret. There's a time between early 1642 and around May when he's there in Parliament, sitting there with the rest of them, and while they are wondering who is writing all of these effective responses by the King and how they're getting so quickly into London and getting printed and disseminated, and of course it's him that's doing it, eventually it becomes too hot for him to stay there, and he escapes effectively from Westminster in May 1642 and goes to the royal court at York. For a while there he's out of a job, though he works with his close friend Viscount Falkland as effectively Under Secretary of State. Falkland is Secretary of State himself, and then he becomes so useful that he is eventually made Chancellor of the Exchequer in 1643, a member of the Privy Council, and becomes one of the key figures in terms of raising money and spending money for the Royalist war effort in Oxford in the 1640s.